Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The center fielder, David Hulse. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zerillo hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guillen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mouton moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Mouton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hulse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newfield hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Baines moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Levis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hulse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham bunts in front of the plate. Levis scoops up the ball and tags Durham for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hulse. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mieske is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McDonald. Phillips scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Villone now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Martinez. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Martinez steals third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ventura is hit by the pitch. Doug Jones now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hulse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hulse hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Newfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Levis is 0 for 2 in the game. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Martinez moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura is walked intentionally. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to third. Lewis moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Durham is walked intentionally. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hulse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hulse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Newfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hulse moves to second. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Levis is 0-for-3 in the game. Levis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hulse moves to third. Newfield moves to second. John Jaha pinch hits for Fernando Vina. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.